Duke Energy is now facing legal action concerning every one of its 14 coal-fired plants in North Carolina, including the Sutton plant near Wilmington. The Southern Environmental Law Center, or SELC, has successfully intervened in two other suits concerning coal ash pollution near Asheville and Charlotte area facilities. Frank Holloman is a senior attorney representing the conservation groups.
We want to intervene to be sure that they're independent citizens groups that are at the table pushing to clean up the coal ash pollution of the water resources of the Wilmington area that had been caused at the Sutton plant.
Both the state and the SELC say Duke has contaminated groundwater with toxic pollutants that threaten public health and water resources, including the drinking water supply of a nearby low-income, racially diverse community that's dependent on wells. The company plans to retire its coal-fired facility by the end of this year. Once the ash basins are no longer in use, Duke Energy's Aaron Culbert says the multi-year decommissioning process will begin. The first step, an engineering study that evaluates the site-specific hydrology. It will likely be a year, says Culbert, before Duke can submit a cleanup plan to the state. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.